It's 13 to 9 on Breakfast, and staying with religion and a very major change for the Catholic Church. Catholic priests will soon be allowed to forgive women who've had an abortion and forgive the doctors who procured it. Abortion remains a sin in Catholic Church doctrine, though Pope Francis says many women who sought an abortion did so because they, quote, believed they had no other option. And he's giving priests discretion to forgive women and their doctors during the upcoming Jubilee year, running from December until November 2016. John O'Brien is the president of Catholics for Choice in Washington, D.C. He's speaking here with James Carlton.
Well, imagine we actually have a Pope, Pope Francis, who's trying to practice what he preaches. In a statement today about women on abortion, he announced that priests have the discretion to formally forgive women who have abortions and believe that they've committed the sin. They're giving them absolution in next year in the Catholic Church's upcoming Holy Year. Now, what's important about it is that Francis is taking a much more pastoral rather than political approach to abortion. Now, unlike John Paul II and Pope Benedict, I think Francis is genuinely trying to bridge the gulf between what the hierarchy says and what ordinary Catholics really do in their lives. You know, 99% of U.S. women who are sexually active have used the method of birth control the bishops don't like. And we know that Catholic women here in the United States have abortions at the same rate as those of other faiths and of no faith. You know, the important message here is that Francis is trying to say that there is a space in the church in spite of what his colleagues, the bishops, have said. And I think that that pastoral rather than political approach to the abortion issue is important. I think, though, we have to be realistic. I don't believe that Catholic women will be queuing up around the corner to ask for forgiveness. A long time ago, Catholic women around the world worked out that they can and they do make moral and ethical decisions about sex and reproductive issues. Catholic women know that they can follow their conscience, disagree with the hierarchy, and still be good Catholics. So I think that there's a certain element of this that it's a good indicator. It's almost like a symbol. And Francis is full of symbolism. I think the symbolism that he sees that there's nothing in the church that cannot be there and we cannot talk about, that's very, very important. But the reality is, though, many women about their reproductive health choices don't believe they're committing a sin and know what's right for them and their families. Many of the people who use contraception, who have abortions, are good Catholics, and we know it. So perhaps there'll be many women who will not avail of the opportunity to go and speak to a priest. But for those who need it, it's there.
And as for doctors, it's hard to conceive of a doctor who could wish to repent and ask for forgiveness for the sin of performing the abortion. Obviously, if they're continuing to be a gynecologist who practices terminations, then they can't be faithfully repenting.
It's very interesting when you talk about abortion clinics. I visit quite a number of clinics, and I'm often surprised at just how many Catholics are there who are doctors, nurses, and receptionists. You know that many Catholics work in women's health clinics because they are Catholic, not despite it. And because they actually see that what they're doing from a social justice point of view, it's always the poor who suffer and sometimes die when people don't have access to reproductive health. Catholics that I meet in clinics actually feel that it is very much in tune with their faith to provide services for women, often life-saving services.
That's John O'Brien, President of Catholics for Choice in Washington, speaking with James Carlton.